next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The vote came overnight.
We cannot allow this man to remain in office any longer. The time for accountability is now.
Republican Congressman Mark Green, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, as it voted to recommend articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans say he's refusing to enforce immigration laws. Democrats say that's baloney. California's Dan Goldman addressing Republicans.
You all want to make this issue a political issue for November of this year, rather than find actual solutions.
The full House could vote on impeaching Mayorkas as soon as next week. The pundits say it looks like Donald Trump is going to be the GOP nominee for president. Today, he'll meet with the Teamsters Union. The AP's Donna Warder.
Union voters tend to vote Democratic, and Trump is trying to cut into President Joe Biden's support as Trump meets today with members of the Teamsters Union in Washington. Trump will participate in a roundtable with the Teamsters Executive Board and rank-and-file members as he targets blue-collar workers who fueled his 2016 victory. On Sunday, Trump called on members of the United Auto Workers Union to oust their president, Sean Fain, after the UAW endorsed Biden.
Russia and Ukraine have just exchanged prisoners of war, 195 POWs each, says Moscow. A warning about this next story. It is graphic. A man in Pennsylvania has been charged with first-degree murder after his father was found beheaded. Police are investigating a video on social media that allegedly shows the man holding up his father's head. The CEOs of Meta, TikTok, and X are testifying before a Senate committee today. This is AP News. What will this mean in the future? Elon Musk says the first human has received an implant from his computer brain interface company, Neuralink.
Entrepreneur Elon Musk says his computer interface company has done a human implant. According to a post on the platform X, a patient received an implant on Sunday and is recovering well. Musk, who owns the interface company Neuralink, didn't provide details. The implant is about the size of a large coin and is designed to be implanted in the skull with ultra-thin wires going directly into the brain. Pennsylvania State University brain researcher Laura Cabrera says the procedure could benefit certain patients.
This first trial is more focused on helping those with quadriplegic or people with ALS.
Neuralink is one of many groups working on linking the nervous system to computers. There are more than 40 brain-computer interface trials underway. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, DriftlessAreaLLC.com. Check us out on Facebook or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253.
We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
I am certainly glad that the road crews plow our roads and spread salt and sand when it's icy, but the salt and sand are very hard on my truck's finish, and it looks horrible. So like everyone else, when it gets a little warmer, I go to the car wash to get the salt off my truck. But there's one area that I often forget to wash because I don't see it. That's the undercarriage or underside of my truck. The salt and dirt and grime can build up on the underside of my truck and cause enormous corrosion to the vital operations of my truck's transmission, drivetrain, and exhaust. In the same way, sin has its way of causing dirt and grime to build up on the undercarriage of our souls. Sometimes it piles up in the places we don't see very often, our hearts and attitudes and the way we treat others. The Bible tells us that the forgiveness Jesus bought for us on the cross has caused our sin to be washed away, and it makes us whiter than snow. One line of an old hymn says, "Let him have his way with thee." We need to make sure we let Jesus wash the sin away from our whole being, even the hidden rooms in our hearts. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor & Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, very warm air continues to push into the Midwest for this time of the year as we finish up the month of January. Record high temperatures are possible, especially just west of here where the sun should break out sooner. 50s are likely in parts of Minnesota and Iowa this afternoon, and we could make it at least well into the 40s around here. Looks like this unseasonably warm air will stick around right into the middle of next week. The main polar jet stream will stay well up into northern Canada, locking away in the Arctic air. Meanwhile, most of the storms will be crashing onto California and then tracking down through the southern U.S. over the next 5 or 6 days. There are some signs that the pattern could finally change for us later next week, bringing in some precipitation by maybe Wednesday night or Thursday of next week. That should be followed by cooler, more seasonal conditions as we head into the weekend of the 10th. Well, here's that forecast for today. Cloudy skies early in the day, then some sun developing and unusually warm. High temperature about 46. Southwest winds 7 to 14, becoming westerly later. Scattered clouds tonight, fog possible as well. Low 32. Tomorrow, areas of fog and low clouds early. Then partly sunny and still mild with highs in the mid-40s. North wind turning northeast at 5 to 8. Friday, partly sunny and just a bit cooler. Low 27 with a high near 40. On Saturday, partly sunny. Lows in the upper 20s with a high of 46. Sunday, quite a bit of sunshine and staying mild. Low 28, high 47. Monday, another dry and mild day. Low 27 with highs in the mid-40s. Tuesday continued partly cloudy and warmer, low 27 with highs in the mid-40s. So pleasant conditions to be outdoors the next week or so, but certainly not so great for winter recreation. Have yourself a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
34 degrees, cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 40, and also record high 59 in 1989. Record low 35 below zero, 1996 and 2019. Last year's high 12 and the low 17 below zero. Sunset will happen at 5:12 today, and sunrise time tomorrow morning 7:18. Southwest winds have been pretty constant this morning. It is 4 miles per hour, a barometer at 30.09, no precipitation today. It remains cloudy following an early morning reading of 37. Right now it's 34 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Sports Time, sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A recap of lots of high school basketball from last night coming up. A win for Marquette in men's basketball, and a look ahead at the Badger men's basketball with two big games coming up in the conference in the near future.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. River Valley won a wild game over Riverdale 73-67 in area girls basketball last night. The host Chieftains trailed by 24 points before mounting an inspired comeback and led 56-54 in the second half. River Valley never trailed the rest of the way, taking the lead back, and the game was tied twice in the closing moments. The Chieftains were within 1 point at 68-67 with 42 seconds to play, and River Valley had the ball.
34 seconds. River Valley by one. Back it goes to the right side. Stokes. Stokes with 28. Lobs it inside. They'll throw it to the corner. Caught by Hegland. Brings it out for three. And good for River Valley.
That was a big time shot by Alexis DeVinny. That just might have been a dagger.
The Blackhawks' Alexis DeVinny hit a three-point basket to lift her team to a two-possession lead, and River Valley logged its third win of the season. DeVinny had 7 threes in the game and led all scorers with 25. The Blackhawks also picked up 13 points from Karina Osborne. Brooklyn Stokes added 12, and Lydia Willoughby totaled 10. Addie Lilla with 6. Grace Morey, Alana Merritt, and Ella Hellebrand each scored 2. River Valley was 14 for 17 from the free throw line. Riverdale had several strong performances in the second half. Zuri Dennis with 19 in the game, 14 in the second half. Macy McKay added 16, 12 in the second stanza, and Kayla McCorkle totaled 12, 10 in the second half. Lily Barr scored 7, Ellie Hudson 5, Kennedy Cuey put in 4, Megan Krell and Ava Kratzenberg both scored 2, and Allie Goplin 1. Riverdale was 19 for 29 from the line. River Valley won the JV game 47-20
over Riverdale. Following the 73-67 varsity win, River Valley will now play at home Thursday against Prairie du Chien. Riverdale is now 4-14 and will play at Cuba City on Thursday night. In other girls basketball, across Central over Richland Center, 66-23. Bangor 51, Hillsboro 36, Brookwood 64, Cashton 63, Dodgeville 52-46 over Barneveld. It was also Iowa Grant 62, Fall River 48, Lancaster 55, Schulzberg 43. Ithaca was a victor against Boscobel 61-55. For the Bulldogs of Ithaca, J.C. Maxwell with 12, Tristan Peterson 11, Aaron Knowles had 27 for Boscobel. It was Mauston 42, Adams Friendship 40, McFarland 63, Baraboo 30, Mineral Point 48-38 over Darlington. Monroe beat Wisconsin Heights 50-41. It was a win for Royal over Nisida 60-15, Sauk Prairie 53, Mount Horeb 30, Wautoma beat Wisconsin Dells 49-35, West Salem 70, Arcadia 35, Winnewick Center 57, and New Lisbon 45. In boys basketball, Barneveld over Wisconsin Heights 60-37, Cashton 62, DeSoto 52. Highland 77, Benton 66, Hillsboro over Lafarge 74-33, Isaiah Stokes had 23 for the Tigers, Miles Ravenscroft with 16. Ithaca was a winner against Nisida 72-41, Micah Salisbury led the Bulldogs with 19, Channing Brown and Sammy Clary each had 14, Devon Iam 8, Jack Hayride with 19 for Nisida. Kickapoo beat Cooley Christian 86-48. Kaiser Ledman had 23 for the Panthers, and Rye Gerke 13. Zach Mertz led Cooley Christian with 27. Lodi 61, Sauk Prairie 52. Other boys' scores from last evening: Mineral Point 81-61 over Belleville. Monroe beat Bigfoot 67-57. Mauston over Nakusa 83-65. New Glarus got the win against Dodgeville 60-53. North Crawford 71, New Lisbon 34. Platteville 69-56 over Mount Horeb. Potosi 67, Belmont 37. Prairie du Chien beat La Crosse Logan 46-40. It was River Valley's boys getting a nice win by 5 over Reedsburg, 50-45. Sparta 76, Viroqua 68. Wazika Steuben 79-47 over Brookwood. Rounding out the boys' scores from Tuesday night, it was a win in the evening for the Dells over Westfield, 47-43. Church League volleyball last night, Avoca Bible Church 3 topped Bethel Lutheran 2-1, and Hidden Valley Community 1 down to Richland Baptist Temple 1, 2-0. That was in Division A. Avoca Bible Church 1 had a bye. In the B Division, Boscobel Assembly of God defeated Richland Baptist Temple 2, 2-1. The Mission topped Grace Community 1, 3-0. Hidden Valley Community 2 received a forfeit from Grace Community 2. Church of the Nazarene 2 got by Richland Baptist Temple 2, 2-1. Richland Baptist Temple 3 defeated Free Methodist 2-1. And Beulah Wesleyan down Church of the Nazarene 1, 2-0. Avoca Bible Church had a bye. The regular season will conclude on Tuesday night, February 6th. In Parks and Rec basketball from this past Sunday night, it was a win for Stanek Construction 66-32 over the Termites. Stanek's led by Grant Stittleberg's 21. The Termites' Alan Pomering had 9 points, 3 3-pointers. Subway of Richland Center was a winner against the 608 team, 58-41. Subway's Alex Meister at 18 points, Cody Muller with 13 for the 608. And WCCU was a victor against the Herd, 71-37. Devin Schmitz had 16 and Connor Ellenson 15, including 3 3-pointers for WCCU. The Herd's Eugene Ewing had 14 points. Bowling scores from the Lucky Strikers League. Morris Heating and Cooling with a 23.85, Bindle Tire and Auto a 23.52, and Ramada a 23.49. Best team game, Bindle Tire and Auto an 8.64, Morris Heating and Cooling 8.47, and Ramada an 8.26. Jody Imhoff with a top series, 5.28, Patty Lebanski a 506, and Maxwell a 503. Top game, Jessica Morris a 203, Amanda Bartlett and Jody Maxwell, and Judy Skelly each had 181s. Sue Stibbe with a 310 and a 910 split pickup in the Lucky Strikers League. Senior guard Tyler Kolick scored a career-high 32 points while leading Marquette to an 85-80 win at Villanova last night. The Golden Eagles' win streak has reached 5 in a row. The decision was also Nova's 5th straight loss, and Wildcats coach Kyle Neptune was booed during pregame introductions. Marquette saw its 20-point lead evaporate before some clutch free-throw shooting by Kolick protected the win. Coach Shaka Smart's squad returns to the court this weekend at Georgetown. The Badgers' Sunday game at home against number 2-rated Purdue is listed by CBS Sports as one of the top 10 national college basketball games to watch. There's a lot on the line. Purdue will be favored, but Wisconsin is riding a long winning streak. Both teams have other games before they suit it up this weekend. The Badgers lead the Big Ten Conference standings by a game and hope to still have that edge when the Boilermakers come to town. Two big tests coming up for Greg Gard's team, beginning with Nebraska.
Aside from Zach Edey. And then you throw him into the mix, and yeah, I'll worry about that after we get through Thursday night. I'll have enough sleepless nights worrying about K-State Tamanaga running around shooting threes.
And Coach Greg Gard says Nebraska is very good at home.
Most teams, if you look at them, they have a tendency to play a little better at home. More comfortable, you know, environment, energy from the crowd, etc. So I don't think there, you know, there's anything schematically that's different. I think it's just, you know, they're a very confident group at home.
Number 14, Illinois, was a winner against Ohio State last night, 87-75. From the NBA, Atlanta 138, the Lakers 122, Boston 129, Indiana 124, Toronto 118, Chicago 107, Golden State beat Philadelphia 119-107, and New York over Utah 118-103. The Bucks return to action at Portland tonight. It's a late one. Pregame time 8:30 on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. And the Brewers are hoping hard-throwing left-hander Aaron Ashby can be a valuable member of the starting rotation in 2024. Ashby missed all of 2023 after having shoulder surgery in April. It doesn't look like Milwaukee is going to trade ace Corbin Burns, even though the New York media has come up with yet another too-optimistic scenario for a deal this week. Ashby has had middling results so far in his young career, but his metrics are solid. He has a knee-buckling curve, the same story on the slider, an above-average changeup, and a sinker that can reach the upper 90s. This year could be his coming-out party if he stays healthy. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at prattfuneralservice.com.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
The best blend of your favorite music, 100.9 WRCO.
Good morning, WRCO Radio, on a Wednesday morning, final day of January. How can that be? Coming up, entertainment news and trivia in a few. You can be a big winner today, courtesy of Walsh's Ace. Here's Kenny Chesney.
A little country church on a two-lane road. Bride and a groom coming out the door. White lace dress and a red bouquet. Just married, written on a blue Chevrolet. Still holding hands like they were 16. 50 good years, they're a lover's dream. Darling, that could be you.
Drinking, so many thoughts are crossing my mind. Sometimes on the road we travel, even good things unravel. The best gifts are left behind.
sun. The last time I saw you, well, I was too dang headstrong. Last time I saw you, should have met you halfway. The last time I saw you, I should have asked you to stay. Did you finally sell all your things and plant your roots in the Delray Beach sand, just like you always dreamed about? I know my ring ain't on your finger. Do you ever miss all the things that we were? I guess I just wonder what you're doing now. The last time I saw you was in the hot August sun. The last time I saw you, well, I was too dang headstrong. Last time I saw you, should have met you halfway. The last time I saw you, I should have asked you to stay. I can still see your green eyes. I can still hear your goodbye echoing through memories of me and you. The last time I saw you was in the hot August sun. The last time I saw you, well, I was too dang headstrong. Last time I saw you, should have met you halfway. The last time I saw you, I should have asked you to stay. The last time I saw you, I should have asked you to stay.
Hard to believe today is the 31st of January, but that is the case. Making news today, Kate Hudson has put her debut single, Talk About Love, out there. Kate Hudson, the famous actress, wrote it with songwriters Linda Perry and Danny Fukuzawa. Hudson says in a statement she only has one first single and she wanted it to be something delicious and that's something that she believes in. She'll put out an album later on this year. Elsewhere, travelers in northwestern Minnesota can shake off their trepidation about hitting the winter roads, knowing Taylor Drift is clearing a path ahead of them. The snowplow name for Taylor Swift was the runaway winner of Minnesota's fourth annual Name a Snowplow contest. We talked about that yesterday, but the eight new names were officially announced yesterday, including Clark W. Blizwald, honoring the star character of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. In order of votes received, the other winners out of the 49 finalists were Dolly Plowton, also Beyonce, You're Killing Me Squalls, Fast and Furious, and Barbie's Dream Plow. Previous winners over the years in Minnesota include Plowy McPlowface, Darth Blader, Blizzard of Oz, Scoop Dog, and Han Snolo. Well, hopefully all of those big beasts that plow the snow can be put up on blocks now. Yes, I doubt it, though, for the rest of the winter.
It's 3 in the morning on a Saturday night. The laundry and dishes just ain't worth the fight. That long distant highway just echoes the hall. Now the babies are sleeping on back in their room. He's been passed out on the sofa since noon. She'd
night on a white horse like some young girls do. So she married her, the captain of the school football team, just like she was supposed to, as homecoming queen. If heartaches had wings, she would fly away like some bird through the night. It's a long, long way from a young girl's dream, but she'd surely leave there if heartaches had. Sound of that highway still runs through her head. She closes her eyes and she whispers those prayers and falls asleep wondering, does anyone care? If heartaches had wings, she would fly away like some bird. It's a long, long way from a young girl's dream. God knows she'd leave there if heartaches had wings. If heartaches had
washed in the blood and raised on the banks of the Mississippi mud. She always had to think about falling in love with a bad boy. Yeah, they could see it all coming, but her daddy never dreamed she'd grow up that fast. You know what I mean, the way a girl gets when she turns 17. Kinda crazy. Rebel child and a preacher's daughter, she was baptized in dirty water. Her mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left your daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her. Said I'll be sure and phone you. She called her from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona, with amazing grace. We made California lie. And then my gypsy life started taking its toll, and the fast lane got empty and out of control. And just like an angel, she saved my soul from the devil. Rebel child and a preacher's daughter, she was baptized in dirty water. Mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left her daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her.
Toby Keith on Country and Community WRCO. During Saturdays in February, we bring the tradition of high school wrestling postseason action to WRCO. This is Phil Nee, and I hope you'll join Henry Bray and me, along with Bill Twining and David Wormand, for Conference Tournament Wrestling. We will feature coverage of the SWAL-SWC Clash, hosted this year by Mineral Point High School, and the Scenic Ridge Meet at Kickapoo High School. Our coverage starts Saturday morning at 10. Follow your favorite wrestlers and teams, courtesy of WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Our trivia question of the day is coming up in just a short time here today. 34 at WRCO Radio, headed toward 46.
I was playing my guitar in a West Texas bar. She walked up and asked me, can you play your cheating heart? She was young, I was hung upon her southern drawl. She smiled through her tears, put a dollar in my jar. Took a long drink of whiskey, kept the bottle by my side. Well, I looked up at the neon, and I swear I saw the light. And I sang her a song, rolled away the stone, broke the chains, killed the pain of the one who done her wrong. And I felt just like a preacher. She hung on every verse of that honky-tonk Bible in that country music church. He took that ring off his finger and laid it on the bar. Said, I'd just been through the big D with the queen of broken hearts. He was withered like the leather from a bone busted life. I swear that's the first time I ever saw a cowboy cry. Heard a lonesome whistle, somebody spoke my name. It was time to take the ride on the midnight train. And I sang him a song, he rolled away the stone. Chains, killed the pain of the one who done him wrong. And I felt just like a preacher as he hung on every verse of that honky-tonk Bible in that country music church. Shoes among the blues to some old drinking song. Let's all think, oh hey, cause he wrote down every word of that honky-tonk Bible in this country music church. Let's start an old revival and let's all quench our thirst, turn the water into in this country music church. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It is trivia time once again, kids. Your chance to win, courtesy of Walsh's Ace. Well, with the big Pro Bowl coming up, and I know you're really excited about that on Sunday, we're going to have some Pro Bowl trivia, of course, relating to our beloved Green Bay Packers. After the 1982 season, four Packers played in the Pro Bowl. Center Larry McCarron went to the game, and three Green Bay receivers. Can you name the three Pro Bowl receivers that represented the Packers in the 1983 Pro Bowl? Wow. Going back a few years, Phil, I know that's where I live. See, 608-647-4155. If you know the answer, the three Pro Bowlers the Packers sent after the 82 season to the 83 Pro Bowl. Here's Luke Combs. On WRCO Radio. Congratulations to Kevin Mulholland. You can't pull a fast one on him. He knew the right answer to our trivial quiz today. After the 82 season, four Packers played in the Pro Bowl. Center Larry McCarron, of course, now a voice on the Packer Radio Network. He went to the Pro Bowl game that year, and three Green Bay receivers. Can you name them? Well, James Lofton, of course, the future Hall of Famer in Canton, Ohio. Another receiver was John Jefferson, whom the Packers acquired in a trade with the Chargers. And man, that guy could catch too. And the third was Paul Kaufman, the tight end for the Packers. All three of those guys were amazing. And I remember watching that Pro Bowl. That's kind of back when it was still fun to watch the Pro Bowl, because I think they actually played. But it was neat to see they had the all-star uniforms and to see the three receivers for the Packers on the field in the Pro Bowl with all of these other stars of the NFL. So that was kind of good. I think I remember watching that on my Quasar black and white TV. But I like those guys. Kevin and I were talking about Paul Kaufman, too, and Kevin made the comment that he kind of reminds him of a smaller version of Travis Kelce and what he does for the Chiefs, and that might be true. Kaufman could just about catch anything, and he was a fan favorite as well, because he was a walk-on, and after completing college, he was undrafted as a free agent and signed with the Packers, not expecting to make the team, and he became a three-time Pro Bowl selection. So it's pretty cool. A little history on him as well. His son Chase was a tight end for Missouri and played for the Colts for a while. And his son Carson was the starting quarterback for Kansas State University some years ago. That's it for Trivia Today, sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of La Crosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello, everyone. It's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X Series line comes in three sizes, while the Y Series comes in one size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y Series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Coming up, our morning show, some community conversation a little bit later on, following our news update at 9. Here's Russell Dickerson.
Girl, I've always loved you. All but something's changed. Blame it on time, the road or the ride, but it ain't the same. It's a different kind of feeling, not the one I knew. From the sweet on your lips to how your hand and mind fits, girl, I've always loved you, but I don't love you like I used to. This gets better every time you kiss me like this. It's stronger the longer I'm with you. Time like strawberry wine, it gets as good as it gets old. And oh, we thought we knew what it meant way back then. Oh, but I keep falling, falling higher than I've ever been. Oh no, I don't love you like I used to. This gets better every time you kiss me like this. It's stronger the longer I'm with you. Love you like I used to. This gets better every time you kiss me like this. It's stronger the longer I'm with you.
of the tracks. I stood on the rail till I saw that train, just to see how my heart would react. Now some people say that you shouldn't tempt fate, and for them I cannot disagree. But I never learned nothing from playing it safe. I say fate should not tempt me. I take my chances. Dark one night, tuning in by remote, I found a preacher who spoke of the light, but there was brimstone in his throat. He'd show me the way according to him in return for my personal check. I flipped my channel back to CNN and I lit another cigarette. I take my chances. I take my chances. I take my chances every chance I get. I've crossed lines of words and wire, and both have cut me deep. I've been frozen out and I've been on fire, and the tears are mine to weep.